If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
To the Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Yes, oh yes, yes, oh, 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 hello, my friends. Good day to all people and animals, plants, all living creatures, really, bacteria also. This is Wandering Rhythms. You are tuned in now to 2 hours of music from across planet Earth. And yeah, we make some good music on this planet, so if you haven't heard it, well, you're in the right place. And it's going to be a slightly challenging episode for me, myself. My name's Nick Legacy. I'm your host. But I seem to have lost my voice over this past weekend. And I wasn't at a festival or anything. I just had a bit of a cough thing going on. And then I went to work. And at work, I got a show because I'm a tour guide. So now my voice is compromised. And you're going to hear me probably whispering a lot, or maybe doing a deep down voice like this. Wow, testing my voice. It sounded better before, but anyhow, I'm going to do probably a little bit less talking than usual, more music playing. And what am I saying? Oh yeah, I was going to say that in an hour we're traveling to Corsica. The French people call it Corse, but in the Corsican language, in English and Italian, we call it Corsica, a small island between France and Italy in the Mediterranean Sea. So look forward to that in an hour's from now, hour's time from now. And, well, to celebrate BC Day and this lovely little British colony, I'm going to play a set of music from another confused, beautiful British colony. This is a place called Australia, and recently I found a lot of really interesting music from that place, and yeah, there seems to be quite a thriving fusion experimental music scene in Australia, because, well, they're doing a whole bunch of different things. They mix cultures from around the world, and I'm going to start with a group from Adelaide, a smaller city. This group is called the Shaolin Afronauts. And they play an Afrobeat mixed with jazz, psychedelic amazingness. So this is their newest record. It's called Follow the Path. Just came out in October 2014. This is the title track, Follow the Path, by Shaolin Afronauts on Wandering Rhythms.
We'll be right back.
I can't deny. Was a hoodoo charm called it Love Me or Die. Some fingernail, a piece of her dress, a pocket theory, devil I will relate the piteous consequence of my mistake. All enslaved to passing desire, making it ready, love me or die. Against a jungle primeval green, she had the looks of a beauty queen. No bangles or chain, wearing broken shoes. 75-cent bottle perfume. I said good morning, I tipped my hat off while I was cunning like a rat. Smiling gaily, looked her in the eye. I felt in my pocket, he loved me or died. History one to behold. I studied magic from days of old. Membership, secret society, power and wealth in my family. But Matilda, darling, why you don't take my wedding ring? Like a demon under the floor, bury the hoodoo down the back door. Town, that a fever strike Matilda down. 9:30 the doctors arrive. Priest come running, 4:45. Standing in the weeds early next day, I saw the meat wagon rolling away. I see Matilda laying in the back, her old mother wearing a suit of black. Trumpet and bang the drum. I wait for me judgment to come. I know her spirit is down beneath. I hear the weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Flames of hell licks at my feet. In the shadow of the jungle I feel the heat. Matilda's waiting in hell for me too. Oh, cause she died from a bad hoodoo.
I need you. Let this love, this reaching.
was that? That was a group called Kirkis, K-I-R-K-I-S, from Melbourne, Australia. And the song was called Mirror. And perhaps it sounds at first like a, you know, typical R&B number, and then it gets really weird. And I do not explain it, but it's nice that, you know, something sounds so R&B, and then they just defy your expectations. I guess they like messing around with synthesizers more than playing pop songs. So Kirkis, Mirror. And before that, you heard C.W. Stone King with a track called The Love Me or Die. And that's a potion. It's called The Love Me or Die. It's some sort of hoodoo thing going. And yeah, that fellow also from Australia. So you just heard three groups from Australia. Yeah, C.W. Stone King is from a place called Catherine, Northern Territory, Australia, and sounds very old. It sounds like it could be a song from like the 50s or 60s. You might call it vaudeville, or bluebilly or something, but I think it sounds like calypso from like from the Caribbean coast, Panama or Trinidad or something. C.W. Stone King, an album called Jungle Blues, 2008. And before that, started off this program with the Shaolin Afronauts, a track called Follow the Path. Brand new psychedelic jazz funk Afrobeat from Australia as well. And this is Wandering Rhythms. We're traveling around the planet. And next, we're going to hear a band from Mali. Yeah, West Africa, that are coming to Vancouver tomorrow. And that would be August 4th, and they're playing at the Imperial, a old venue that's been resuscitated, renovated. It's on Main Street just by Hastings, and if you can find tickets, do it, please, because it's going to be an amazing show. And they were supposed to play at the Vogue Theater, I think, originally, but the show got, I guess, downgraded for some crazy reason. They're playing in a smaller place now, which will be cool because you can dance around instead of sitting in seats. So yeah, Tinaruen in Vancouver, August 4th at the Imperial. And I'm going to play a track from their most recent record. It's actually sort of like just a mini bonus album that they put out in between proper LPs. So their last album came out about a year and a half ago, called Amar. And that was recorded in Joshua Tree National Park in California, the desert of California. But these guys are from the real big desert, the Sahara. However, they could not record back home because there was all sorts of political stuff going on. This Islamic extreme group had taken control of their part of the Sahara. So, anywho, they recorded in California instead for their last record, and this is like an acoustic stripped down version of some of their songs. So it's really neat. If you have headphones on, you can hear the guitars totally panned to the left and the right, so you can really hear the difference, because they have often three or four guitars at once, so it's hard to tell what each guitar is doing exactly. But on this recording right here, you will hear the guitars nicely separated. And here we go, Tinaruen, a track called Il Yaish Tarek, here on Wandering Rhythms. This is from an EP called Inside Outside, Joshua Tree Acoustic Sessions. My dear friends, you are listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. Also online at cjsf.ca and TELUS HD channel 7014 if you like your radio on the television. So we just heard a little garage rock number. Brand new music just came out in May. That was Os Noctambulos from a 7-inch called The Outsider. That was the B-side called Watching You. And that was a group from Paris en France. But they are singing in English. I think they're from Britain. But anywho, they got a Portuguese name, so they're kind of crazy. And before that, you heard the wonderful, only Tinariwen coming here to Vancouver tomorrow. I'm so excited. I'm going to be there myself. So you heard an acoustic number from their Joshua Tree acoustic sessions called Ir Yach Tarek Tinariwen, my friends. And yeah, the Imperial tomorrow night in Vancouver. And then they're going down the coast. So if you happen to be in the western U.S., they're playing in several different states in many cities. And oh boy, I got something crazy coming up here. Crazy as my voice. That's crazy. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we're going to hear some Thai hip-hop. This will probably shock and amaze you and tickle your ears in a lot.